Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name's Will Kuntz. Anna Hummel's going to be joining me here in just a minute. You can listen to this show live if you're listening on podcast or on Radio St. Pete. We do a live stream on Wednesdays. Well, this week we did it at 6:30. It changes, so I would suggest going to hmbradio.com, hotelmikebravoradio.com, finding the YouTube page, and click that, click the bell, get notified when we go live. You can interact with the show, you can talk to us in real time, or you can always leave a voice and text message if you're listening at a later date, 813-693-2124. You can reach me on social media at home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And Facebook is HMB Radio. And Radio St. Pete, by the way, you can find, just put in Radio St. Pete. All one word. Easy as that. Had a big adventure. I was did a kind of a replay-ish last week, an old clip from the Stay Woke radio program that Anna and Hummel used to do. But we're back live-ish, you know, whatever, depending on when you're listening to this. And let's get into the show. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Homemade Broadcast live stream, episode 439. I think that's it. We didn't have one last week. We skipped because I was out of town. I'm back. I'm very tan. You probably can't tell on this camera because it's not the highest quality.
But I look just as red as ever.
I am bronzed right now. I am a, and you don't have Instagram right now, but if you see my Instagram story right now at home_made_man for the notification of this podcast, you will see how tan I am. I never thought in my life I could get this tan, but I'm certainly glad. Huh?
I said, look at you now.
Oh, look at me now, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Anna Hummel is joining me. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the podcast last week. It was I had to go into the archives, Anna, to find I wanted to find something that was you and I. So I went back into the Stay Woke archive, and I found a clip from many years ago now. And I hope everyone liked that. I thought that was kind of fun and a good time. But we're back live, and I'm so happy to see you, Anna. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm doing very well. My body's a little bit broken from doing multiple days of jiu-jitsu in a row. I suspect I might be getting better, Will. That is my suspicion. I think I'm improving. Just even the smallest thing, if I can do it just 0.25% right, I'm happy. So I'm getting my ass whooped, but like a little bit less. You know, I'm being a little bit more the aggressor now. So I'm excited. But I'm also old, so I can't do it every day. My body hurts.
Do you just do one class a week?
I was trying to go to like 4.
Oh, my.
So I did Monday and then I did Tuesday. I usually do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But today I was like, I can't. I usually go on Thursday, but tomorrow I'm getting my hair did. So my once a year cut, color, all that BS. So hopefully I'll be blonde. Hopefully I'll be a little more of this going on.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's a good color on you. It looks good anyway from this camera. What did you do last week with your, well, I guess it's not, you had to work your day job, of course. But what did you do with your time on Wednesday evening since I was gone drunk on the beach?
I think I went to jiu-jitsu. Oh, maybe I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Did I tell you I had explosive diarrhea?
I can't say that you did. No, I didn't hear about that. What happened? Did you eat something?
I don't know, but I've had effed up doo-doos for like a week now. But it was really, really, really bad towards the end of last week. So I think last Wednesday I opted out because I was just feeling a little off. And then Thursday, the S hit the proverbial fan, and I had a few emergencies where I was stuck in a vehicle, and on Howard Franklin.
Did you make in your pants?
No, but I was doing what I call S math. You know, you're like, it's gonna take me about 12 minutes, and you know it's serious when the music I didn't even turn the music down. I turned the music off. Okay. The music was off. I was 10 and 2. The best posture you've ever seen. I'm doing like Wim Hof breathing exercises, like, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it was scary. And that happened to me 4 times. So I don't know if you've ever had a bout of explosive diarrhea,
me?
But
do you know who you're talking to? Every day, every day I have explosive diarrhea.
I know, but what's unique about this particular bout of explosive diarrhea is that the onset of having to go to the bathroom and then emergency was about 90 seconds. So it would go from, I don't feel anything, I'm fine, and then I would leave my house, and then I'd be halfway down the Howard Franklin. It's happened 3 times on the Howard Franklin, so now it's cursed, and I'm afraid to cross it. But it would, I'd feel like a little gurgle, you know? And then from the gurgle, it was about 60 seconds to a full-blown emergency. Like, this is a problem. So it was very hard to plan because I would leave my house not having to go to the bathroom at all. And then all of a sudden, midway through my travels, it was a full-blown emergency. And Friday morning was especially problematic because I was on my way to work. And I am a very defensive, safe driver. And I was maybe going about 110 on the Howard Franklin at about 5:45 in the morning. hoping that someone, I would just get hit by a car just to put me out of my misery. You know what I mean? So I, you know, into the parking lot, I am literally, usually I'm like on my phone, like listening to like a Jordan Peterson clip or something in the morning to like hype me up for the day. No, I grab my bag. I'm just like running. I like open the codes. I like throw my backpack against the wall. I go in there and, you know, take care of business. And then about a minute before we go on at 6 a.m., so it's about 5:59, I walk in and Bubba says to me, "You're late. Like, you know when the sweet spot is. You're supposed to get here like 5 minutes before." And he's like, "I'm mad at you." You know, he'll say something like that. And I just go, "Bubba," I go, "I got a bad stomach bug. So if I run out of the studio midway through the show, just know I'm not quitting. I'm,
You know, that's one of my biggest fears in this life so far, in this industry, having to use the toilet in an emergency scenario and there's nobody else there. So like Johnny B usually does the show from his house. He's got a nice little studio set up, so he'll just patch in and I'm been there by myself. And there's been a few times where I've had to go. It hasn't been an emergency, but I've often played it out in my head, like what I would do in case it happens, because really it's only a matter of time before that does happen, where it is just too much to bear. You can't grit it out. The breathing exercise don't work. You just gotta go.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, it's as important as like an active shooter drill.
Yeah.
Or
right.
A fire drill. Like you need to plan. You need to have a plan of action when it strikes. And I do not have usually digestive issues regarding the gut. Like I'm usually very regular. I have my body trained, like everything's good. Well, for the last week, it's just been an S show, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And where, I mean, and you know, and what's so great about, and for, probably for the first hour of the show on Friday morning, we talked about my digestive issues and people were bringing up tales of, you know, when they, you know, poop their pants or whatever. So it's always fun because it's something that literally everyone can relate to. Not everyone has had a baby and given birth. Not everybody has passed a kidney stone, but everybody has been in a situation where it was critical and they had to go to the bathroom and the cramps are so bad and your toes are curling and you're sweating, but you're freezing. And the music goes off and you're just going 110 down the freeway. And you're like, if I get pulled over by a cop, it's all, I'm just going to poop in my pants. Like, what the hell?
You know, it's funny because you're really onto something there. I was going to say, like, everybody, there's certain things that you share that everybody knows the pain of, like, you know, a family member dying, I think, is the vast majority of people. But, you know, maybe somebody's adopted or they had, you know, I don't know, grew up in foster care and they're not really close to anybody. So they don't really have that deep ache in their heart. But everybody's had a deep ache in their tummy and has either almost pooed their pants or pooed their pants. That's a thing that everybody's experienced. Broken heart, you know, maybe a love that got away. Not everybody experiences that.
Not everybody. But this transcends race, gender, religion, like sexual orientation, like beyond all of that, we can all come together because we've almost pooped ourselves. So people were very receptive to this. And I realized it was so much better just to come out and say, "Bubs, like I'm having a problem," versus like, you know, "Oh, can we go to break?" Like texting something, you know what I mean? I would much rather be content where I run out of the room and he's not mad at me versus, you know, the other way around where he's like, "What's her deal?" So thankfully during that show, I was totally fine. It was just an episode before, but sure enough, on the way home, after I crossed Howard Franklin, started getting some cramps, but I was on my way to Publix anyways, you know, parked in the parking lot, jumped in and took care of business. At that point, from the toilet, I started canceling all my weekend plans. I'm not going axe throwing. No, I'm not going on a boat, okay? Because guess what doesn't go with diarrhea? Bikinis. I'm not going to be in a bikini on a boat with explosive diarrhea and no bathroom. I'm like, is there a bathroom on this boat? No, I'm like, nope, not going.
You hang your ass off the back end. That's God's bathroom right there.
That was a large part of the discussion on Friday morning was how to relieve yourself on a boat. And people were calling in with tips. And, you know, some guy was like, oh, I would use this rope. And after I did my business, they would drive the boat. And he would literally use the, like, waves to, like, bidet his butt. So it was very interesting. But thankfully, it hasn't been explosive diarrhea, but it's every single time I go to the bathroom, it's painful.
You know, Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. I would love to hear, because there's always some good ones. I know Kevin just put in that his best story happened in California. It involves a Mexican restaurant, an orange grove, and a truck stop. I'll text it to y'all at some point. And I would like to encourage, you know, everybody to do that. We do have a voice and text line. If you want to leave your best voicemails, maybe we can play them next week. 813-693-2124. That's 813. Let me make sure I'm getting it right. 693-2124. I'm putting it in the chat now, and I'll play them if I get any good ones. Voice and text line. Wonderful. There we go. What about? Didn't you take there's like a medicine,
like Imodium.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I could just heal it with. I thought I was dehydrated, or I just thought, I don't know. So I didn't take Imodium. It went away, but now it's like I don't have explosive diarrhea, but every time I go to the bathroom, it's like it's an ordeal. It's painful. So if it doesn't subside in like the next week on its own, I'm going to go to the doctor.
Oh, this is still happening?
Not again. It's not like as critical, but every time I go, it's like really, 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 really painful. Like I get really, really, really bad cramps every single time since like Thursday.
Wow. That's not good. You should probably go if it lasts more than like 72 hours.
Yeah, but I don't have any like nausea. I don't have a fever, nothing. It was just diarrhea and cramps for like a solid 48 hours. Well, nothing was solid, but you understand. It was so bad.
You know now what it's like to be a man. There's like experiences that, you know, I know it's an environment now where people can claim to be certain genders, but I think with your experience now, you truly know what it's like to be a man, which is you're always on the verge of pooping your pants. That's what it's like being man.
Why do you think men are more susceptible to such a condition?
You know, that's a good question. And I want to say it's because, you know, men eat, you know, worse things, chicken wings and pizzas all the time. But that's not necessarily true.
No, I think it's that women don't talk about it. But I'm telling you, it happens. And it happens more than we'd like to admit.
I don't believe that.
I had to come out and tell people. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Let's make some content out of it. So thankfully, you know, the Bubba Army was very receptive to my my situation.
I could tell.
But I didn't have any weekend plans. The only thing I did all weekend was see Johnny B and Lana Turner Sunday night. It was at 7 p.m. So I'm like, I should be good, you know, okay. There's a bathroom and side splitters. But I was supposed to go axe throwing, canceled. Go on a boat, canceled. It was from that Publix bathroom Friday afternoon. I'm like, nope, bye. Can't make it. Sorry. I'm out. See you later. Maybe next time.
Side Splitters bathroom is, in all respect to BT and Side Splitters, is a great club. I love going there. He's always got the best comedians. That bathroom is the worst, at least the men's bathroom. It has a stall and one urinal.
Yeah, the women's one isn't that much better. There's two stalls, but there is a bathroom. Like, there is a bathroom, and it was a few days in advance, and I was like, I should be okay. You know, if it was really bad, I wouldn't go, but I thought I'd be okay. But that was the only thing I did the entire weekend. Like, I had separation anxiety from the bathroom. Like, I didn't even want to get in my car. Like, I was like, oh, God, what if it happens again? You know, you're freaked out. You got PTSD from duties.
I have two quick stories involving one that was my fault and one that wasn't my fault. Which one would you like to hear first?
Your fault.
Your my fault. first Friday downtown St. Petersburg, maybe 8 years ago or so, there was a place called The Garden, and it was connected to this other place. I can't remember what they called it, but it was basically the same thing. It just had a bar upstairs kind of thing. And again, it was one of these scenarios where they had one urinal, one bathroom, first Friday, which is just hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, people.
I think I heard one, but like a good campfire story, I'd like to hear it again.
So, you know, I'm having a good time. I'm drinking. I'm with my friends, and it happens. The gurgle happens. I live in the Old Northeast at the time, and I'm thinking, maybe I can make it home. Maybe I can walk home. It's probably about a 20-minute walk, and I go, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So I have to make an executive decision, which is to use the toilet at First Friday at the Garden Restaurant. And I get in, and there's the stall is not open, and the urinal's open, and the guy's like, go ahead, the urinal's open. I go, oh, no, I'm waiting for the stall. You go ahead. He probably thinks I'm pee shy or something, so he goes, okay, weirdo, and goes and cuts in front of me. Finally, the guy comes out. I go into the stall, begin to pull down my pants, pee everywhere, all over the seat, just disgusting. So I find enough time somehow to make my barrier, the toilet paper barrier. And yes. Then I sit down and just waterfall, boom, boom, boom. And it's just, it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. It's not stopping anytime soon. People need to pee. They're drunk. It's, you know, midnight on First Friday. So then you start to get the, hey, what the hell's going on in there? And people banging on the door. And I'm like, oh God, this is truly my worst nightmare. This is awful. And I'm trying to go like, come on. And I just want to get enough out where I can get up off the toilet.
But you can't.
I can't. It just keeps going. Finally, it gets to the point where people are just frustrated now. And like, is anybody even in there? Is that possible? So they start to do the thing where they peek their head over. And then you just hear, oh, God.
Oh, can't they see your like shoes or something?
They can, but they want to see, like, what, is he dead? Like, he's been in there a long time. And then they're like, oh, my God. And I'm trying to cover up my penis on the toilet. Like, I'm sick. Stop it. Stop. It was such a vulnerable feeling. And dudes are just, you know, young men or young men. And they're just peeking over, laughing at me. And it was just so humiliating. And I kind of finally got to the point where I was able to get up off the pot. And I kind of half-heartedly wiped my anus, and I just went home. And just, it was truly a traumatic experience for me. Yeah,
it's horrible.
It's the worst.
Especially with you, like, in public and, like, being forced to rush. And you can't get it, because as soon as you stand up, the cramps come back and you let it out.
Yeah.
As Bubba called it, I believe he called it salad shooter. Sponsored by Hershey's chocolate milk, which is exactly what I was
experiencing. Yeah, that's a good terminology for that. Yeah, I think that's fair. So I didn't go to First Friday for a while after that because it really was traumatic. And you're like, what if it happens again? But luckily, I've never been that close, or at least I've had that experience, but it's been in a you know, a more private of a setting. The other time that wasn't my fault was this place called the Pelican Pub. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
What was there? MRSA or something?
Yeah, scabies? Scabies. Yeah, I believe it was scabies. People getting a scabies rash there, yeah.
We're like, oh man, that's a disgusting club. Closing because they got a virus? That's disgusting. Or yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. That was another scenario where they had two bathrooms, but it was just one stall. And it was kind of unisex, like whoever got in there, that's who got in there, and men, woman, whatever. So my buddy goes in there, me and my friend Jim, we're drinking a little bit, and then we decide to go somewhere else, and then we go, well, let's hit the camp before we go. So he goes in first, I'm waiting for him, he comes out, and he just goes, sorry, man. And I go, what's that? And I walked in. And it is a mountain of diarrhea, like a mountain of it. And it's disturbing. You know, I don't know what to do. I see a plunger. I try to plunge it because I don't want to get blamed for this. Okay. This was not me. I'm not going down for this one.
You didn't have diarrhea.
I didn't have diarrhea. I made a tinkle in the sink and then plunged it because I didn't want the person that's going to come in right after me to think it was me. Doesn't work. The plunger's not working. I made it probably worse. And I go, oh, God, please let nobody somehow, for the miracle of God, let there be nobody on the outside of this door.
Let me guess who was waiting on the other side of that door.
Please.
A hot chick.
Not only a hot chick, but probably the most beautiful woman that I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I went, oh, my. And I was smitten with her. And then I went, I looked behind me and the travesty that was behind me. And I just went, sorry. And I ran away.
You didn't even say it wasn't you?
She's not going to believe that anyway. So I just go, whatever.
The sink, I tried to fix it. It's not working. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be like, okay. So
whatever. At least you say something.
Thank God I never saw that person ever again. She might have moved from the state after she saw what happened in there. But it was very, very disturbing. One of the most embarrassing times of my life. And it wasn't even me, which was even worse. Scott says that he went to New Orleans ghost tour. It was run out of the... Oh, he ran out of the bar and he had explosive diarrhea before we left. We went to flush the toilet. The toilet wouldn't flush. Yeah, see, that's the same thing. People knocking on the door waiting to get in. I was taking water from the sink, trying to get enough water. That's pretty bad, Scott. Yeah, that's
Nightmare situations. I mean, thankfully, my situation didn't involve any, you know, malfunction of a toilet. It was just mostly horrendous timing and the Howard Franklin. It just seemed to always involve the Howard Franklin, where I would be midway on the bridge, feel the gurgle, and 60 seconds later, it was crisis mode. Mm. So I was so freaked out. And again, since last Thursday, it's just been not been feeling my best.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Anna. That's terrible. I do encourage everybody to send in their poop stories. Those are always fun. We can play those next week, 813-693-2124, or put them in the comments page. So I went on a little mini vacation / I was homeless for a few days because my apartment was tented for termites. So, and it just so happened to fall on this date where, I was going to be out of town for a few days. So it worked out really good because they gave me money for a hotel, which I was then able to just pocket. So that's good. Now I went up there, it was me, my lady, and then a couple of her friends came down from North Carolina, chose Destin, Florida, for this vacation, which I didn't really understand why, because I was like, why don't they just come here? You know, we got beautiful beaches here. It's Tampa, you know, great beaches here. Destin Beach is way better than down here. Beautiful, clear, like looks like a pool water, like almost like the Caribbean. Sand is just sugary, soft. It's gorgeous up there. I'll tell you, the one thing that I noticed, though, on the trip wasn't even so much the city of Destin. I mean, it was just kind of this small beach town. It was fine. Beautiful beach, but it was nothing, you know, magical or anything. Everybody has just given up, okay? Let me tell you about the first thing. I get off the plane. We fly into Pensacola. I get off the plane.
Like flew there,
yeah. Flew into Pensacola, took an Uber to Destin, which is about an hour and 20 minutes to an hour and a half.
That was so expensive.
It was kind of expensive. Yeah, it was like $100.
Like $100? Well, how much?
$100.
Oh.
Not too bad, but yeah, not great either. So if we fly into the airport, you know how strict the airport is, obviously, since, I don't know, around 22 years ago or so, things have gotten a little tough at the airport. Something's going on where people just don't care anymore. Number one, so I get off the plane, I'm walking out, there's an automatic door. It's split into two sections. There's one automatic door here, one automatic door here. Looks like you can go through either one. So I go, okay, well, I'll choose this one. Walked, the door didn't open. I hit the door, an alarm starts to blare because I kind of walked into it to be funny. I didn't know the alarm, and I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to go to the NSA or something. I'm going to have people grilling me about this.
You're going to Gitmo, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then just nothing. Nobody's doing anything. There's an old man behind me. I don't know if he's mad at me or the fact that the door didn't open. I'm going, oh, Jesus Christ. And he walked around and went out, and we just walked around, followed him and went out the other side. And Nobody stopped me. Nobody seemed to be doing anything about the alarm. And then also on the way back, I went to Key West during November of last year, and we took a small plane. It's very similar to the plane I was on, like the two little propellers, small plane. And they were so strict. Like, I saw a guy with a rifle up in a tower, and they were like, you need to stay on the line, and just that will direct you. Don't go, you know, off. It felt like they were saying, if you go off the line, we're going to shoot you in the head, is what it sounded like. That was the vibes we got. So, like, don't mess around. This time, we get off the plane, nobody cares. Everybody's wandering. There's, like, planes and stuff. Everybody's just wandering around, looking at stuff. It was going in different doors. I didn't even know where to go for this thing. So not only is the airport, they just don't care anymore. We had a few hours to kill before we had to catch our plane back. So we decided to go see the movie Top Gun Maverick at a movie theater in Pensacola. Now, the thing is that we have bags, luggage. And I'm thinking, are they even going to let us in? Because we have, like, maybe they'll store. I don't think they're going to store our luggage for us. Now they're responsible for it. What if there's some sort of device in there or something that goes off, you know? They don't care. They're just like, you can bring your luggage in. I go, okay. So, and my luggage is this green duffel bag. It kind of looks like a military bag a little bit. I'm LARPing as a man. So my bag looks suspicious, frankly. And if you look like me, I got my like aviator serial killer glasses on. I'm thinking if I saw me walking into a movie theater, I would think that I'm dead. You know, this is going on with luggage, a big backpack, you know, this weird bag that looks like it could fit several rifles into it and many, many handguns.
So you called the movie theater and asked if you could bring your luggage?
No, we just showed up and see what they did. They didn't even flinch. The lady next to me, it was a sweet old woman. She goes, I'm going to put my purse in this empty seat. I go, okay, well, I'm going to put my bag. You can put yours on top of mine. She goes, okay. Like, lady, you should be getting management right now just to be safe. But I don't know if it's just because of kind of a smaller town, a smaller southern town. They're just not concerned about this, or maybe they're all packing. So they're just not worried about this scenario.
More protected.
But anyway. I felt uncomfortable because I felt like I was going to make other people uncomfortable, because I know that if I saw me walk into a movie theater with a big bag like that, I'd be like, oh God, this is it.
This is how it is.
But nobody cared. Nobody even flinched. The movie was terrific. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. Yeah, I actually watched the first one a few weeks ago. I wanted to catch it in IMAX, but I guess I missed the IMAX portion. But very good movie. I was shocked because the first one wasn't very good.
You didn't think?
What's that?
You didn't think that the first Top Gun was good?
You know, it was an 80s kind of cheese fest. But this one was very well done, and I enjoyed it very much. Nobody even flinched. I couldn't believe it, but the trip was good. I'm very tan. I don't know if I should call this I'm very tan or we've all pooped our pants. It's kind of in between those two things.
Maybe and. I'm very tan and we've all pooped our pants.
Then maybe that's it. Maybe that's the move.
Well, it sounds like we've had very different experiences over the last week. So...
Have you ever been to that town, that little beach town? You should go if you like the beach.
No, I've never been to Destin. And to be honest with you, I was actually very much trash talking the panhandle for many, many months. And then we got picked up in Fort Walton Beach, the show that I'm on. And I've since changed my tune. So now I'm all about the panhandle and I would like to go visit the panhandle. How far is Destin from Fort Walton Beach?
Very close. I mean, right next to each other.
Yeah. So, I feel bad that I've treated the panhandle so badly. I guess I just thought it was overrun with hicks and uneducated inbred people that border Alabama, which it also may be.
There's a lot of that.
I've completely, you know, I disregarded the Panama City, the Destin, the Fort Walton Beach, the more coastal cities. So I think I should check it out and give it a chance. But have you been to the panhandle prior to this?
I went to a music festival in Pensacola Beach 6-7 years ago, but I don't really remember it because I was drunk the whole time. But it was nice.
Wait,
I think.
Fun. What was it called?
DeLuna Festival. I think it was a one and done type of thing.
Okay.
The only story I guess we have time for, because we started talking about pooping our pants. I wanted to tell you too. Because you were talking about the folks that live in Pensacola. I got to know real deal Pensacola as we were waiting outside of that theater. There was almost a fight that broke out between two men for I don't know why, but I'm
probably today. So
it was Father's Day, and the guy was yelling, "You ruined my Father's Day!" And he had a very heavy Southern accent. And then
the way he was yelling at his hat.
No, it was definitely two separate. It was a couple's. It was, and they had kids with them, and the woman's yelling at him, telling him thanks for being a dumbass, and which is a great comeback, by the way. It was very exciting to watch, and I was just hoping that it was actually going to go down, but it was just a lot of jawing at that time. But I'm like, we're in Pensacola, baby. This is what it's all about right here. The story I wanted to hit before we go, Anna, is a few weeks ago we were talking about a indigenous group that was going to protest the name of Chamberlain High School. Chamberlain High School was the home of the Chiefs, and there was a group that was going to protest there. I guess they did this week because, you know, our heritage isn't your mascot type of thing. Like, we don't want native imagery on to represent a football team or a school. Well. A push to change the controversial high school mascot has led the school to change the name. In a 5-1 vote, the school board voted to approve the name change. It's not all what the dozens of alumni who showed up to speak wanted to see, but supporters of the change say that the current student body feels like it's time for something new. So it worked. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
New mascot.
Let's see here. The mascot is, I'm assuming they probably don't know yet. Of the 418 students polled, 58% say they believe the mascot and past traditions were offensive. Okay. Mayor Jane Castor, a graduate of Chamberlain, shared her thoughts on the change, saying, "My personal opinion is that it should stay the Chamberlain Chiefs." That's kind of surprising. Chief is indicative of a prestigious person. True. But no, she didn't get her way there. So they don't have a new name yet. Would you like to suggest one for the Chamberlain School?
Maybe sort of like reptile.
Reptile, okay. Like a gator.
Yeah. No, maybe like a different, maybe like an iguana or something.
That's a stupid name. It's gotta be tough.
Yeah, it is. That's what you get.
Yeah, you gave up a good name for a stupid
name. Yeah, now you want. I want, give him something that's like a ferret, like something that's not very formidable, like a weasel, something. You don't get a cool animal. You don't get to be the bobcats. You don't get to be the bulls. You don't get to be anything, a stallion. No, you get to be, you know, a mole rat or something.
It sounds like even iguana is too tough for them. Like, it should be in a knoll, like a brown anole.
Like a prairie dog or something stupid.
Yeah, stupid, ordinary ass lizard. Just a boring, no color. Skinks are too cool. Just one of those stupid brown anoles. That's what I think that they deserve at this point. Because you had a cool name and you decided to squander it. So way to go, Chamberlain High School. No longer the Chiefs. They will be something else, I suppose. Anna, what are you going to do with your evening since you're not going to jiu-jitsu?
Well, I got a lot of cleaning to do, and I have to finish laundry, and I need to prep for tomorrow's show. And why are you not going to the Pride Press parade?
I just got stuff to do on Saturday. I don't think the weather's going to cooperate, to be frank. Are you going to go?
It's weather pending, but I've never been to Pride before. I actually, a year ago, I was, I happened to be in the vicinity of the Pride Festival with actually a girl that you know quite well, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
We went on our first girl date. She was wearing a power suit and I was wearing flannel, and it was just the two of us. So it actually kind of worked out really well because we seemed to fit right in
with the flannel.
We had drinks, and then all of a sudden we see all these people walking around, and we're like, "Oh, it's Pride! We look gay. Yeah. This is perfect." So
I'm gayed out already, man. I don't know when it went all month. I thought it was just a day, and then it was a week.
No, it's all June.
Then all of a sudden it's all June. I'm like burnt out on gay. 3 weeks in, it's too much. Too much for me.
Have you been doing a lot of gay stuff?
Man, not me personally, but I've been around a lot of gay stuff. You know what I mean?
Word, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's gay, gay, gay. But happy Pride Month. I hope the parade goes off without a hitch. I know it's a big deal here in St. Petersburg. And I hope it goes well. I hope you enjoy. And who knows? I mean, I'm playing it by ear. Maybe I'll go. I think I'll probably be doing something else for the Pride Parade this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weather pending because if it's raining, no. No. Sorry, gay people, but no. Mm-mm, not happening.
It's almost better than the heat. I don't know why they do it in June. It's scorching hot out there.
I know. I wish it was more of like a maybe early spring or late fall kind of deal, but square in the middle of the end of June. Not a great time to have a parade, but it is what it is. So
maybe they'll extend it into July too. We can
we can
hoist up the American flag on the 4th of July and hoist the what's it called? What's their flag called? Pride flag?
Rainbow flag?
Yeah, but now it's got a bunch of different stuff on it too.
Now they added like that triangle on the side with more colors.
Yeah.
And I'm just called the Pride flag, I guess. I don't really know.
I'm gonna put that up too, and it's gonna be a good time. All right, we'll end it there. Thank you, Juana. Catch Juana on the Bubble Love Sponge Show on Twitch. You can hear me on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone, 8 to 10 p.m., Wednesdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. I hope you have a good week. Follow me on social media, home_made_man, and Juana is Juana Hummel Radio. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. You can get a hold of us there. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, I hope you do. Go to willspodcast.com for more info on how to do that. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Tell a friend about it. Give it 5 stars. Share it. That stuff really helps out. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.